I'm starving.
Food. Glorious food.
Do you know how to cook? Or do you just know how to put trash in the oven and then put it on a plate?
It's Foodie Friday with Neil Saavedra on The Bill Handel Show.
And good morning. Bill Handel here. Friday, as we end the week, as always, with Neil Saavedra. Saavedra, Foodie Friday.
Saavedra?
No, I knew. I was going through it too quickly, Neil.
No problem, Bill Hamblin.
Thank you. Well, that's, incidentally, Neil actually had a banner once made for an event that said, I'm Bill Hamblin.
Yeah, well, because you've said that before.
Yeah, I have, way too many times. Anyway, Neil's heard tomorrow from 2 to 5 o'clock with the Fork Report. He's at Fork Reporter. That's his social handle. And let's get right into it, Neil. There's some fun stuff going on. Just one of them, and this is just a quick one. TikTokers are peeling raw eggs. How do you peel raw eggs? Explain that
bizarre,
one to me.
And it's one of those things that is strangely soothing to watch. So this actually goes back 5-6 years ago on YouTube. But medical professionals, like surgeons and stuff, were doing this to show their dexterity. So an egg consists of a couple different layers, of course, and you have the albumin, the whites, and then you have the yolk. But you have a membrane inside. And when you crack an egg, the membrane sticks to the shell, the calcium there, the shell, and then the egg plops out into the pan or what have you. So what these people are doing is they're lightly cracking. They're using these little tools. Most of them look like
dentist tools, hobby tools, little tiny things.
Yeah, kind of like that. And they'll just tap it to crack it just enough to get in there with this little tool that kind of, you know, maybe it's for your cuticles or something, and just to separate that membrane from the shell a little bit. And then they take tweezers and crack a tiny little piece, and they keep doing that. And then they video it.
And they do it for hours and hours because I'm assuming it takes a long time to do.
Here's the problem, though. When it comes to social media, the minute you take any amount of time to watch one of these, the algorithm says, oh, this freak is into egg peeling. And so you'll get a bunch more, and then they start putting more into the system and so on and so forth. It's pretty interesting to watch.
Once.
But it's just one of those bizarre things.
Yeah, doesn't TikTok have a whole section entitled Get a Life? Or is that the entire platform?
I think most of it is pretty much Get a Life.
All right, talking about eggs, and this one is a little bit more serious. And this is what you suggested we talk about is egg carton labels. What all those terms on the egg cartons really mean. And you know what? I'm always confused because when I read the word eggs on the carton, I'm always confused as to what's inside the carton.
Well, because the definitions are, I mean, the one that always makes me scratch my head is vegetarian.
Oh, okay. So it's not just the label eggs that confuses.
But this indicates that because chickens are omnivores. They'll eat both. But this basically says, hey, we've given them a vegetarian diet. All of these different types of, options that you have that everybody's looking at. The key is if you're looking for, cruelty levels, caged eggs are the most cruel. And to give you an idea of the size of the cage that a caged bird is in, the hen is in, if you get a piece of paper, standard piece of paper, it's 8.5 by 11. That's about the size of their cage.
Wow. So they can't turn around.
No, they can't open
and they
their
just
wings.
And they spend their lifetime in that.
Yeah. And they have to, they're fed in there.
Oh, God.
Free range. Some of these are pretty loosely.
Yeah. What's a free range chicken? A friend of mine calls free range chicken happy chickens.
Well, there, it's funny is because there is an organization that does look over these things. And the, if I remember correctly, the name is Happy Egg Company. So free range is the best standard for how hens.
And what is that? And then what does it mean? Free range?
Well, you're not in a cage. You have they have the ability to eat at any time, total access to outdoors during the living cycle. They the feed is there so they can eat at any time. It's kind of...
they have room. They're not in cages. They can run from inside to outside.
They can flap their wings. They can run along. They can, they can move about.
Yeah, pretty crowded, I'm assuming.
Some yes, some no. I mean, that's another thing you have to look for is the living specifications. But Happy Egg Company is actually certified by the American Humane Society. So that means, you know, 1 acre of outdoor space for every 2,000 hens.
And that's, considered that's legitimately 20, free range.
That's almost 22 square feet per bird.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, there are apartments in this town that cost you $3,000 that are less square footage than that.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I want to also talk about the label, organic, non-organic. But the one that confuses all of us is large AA eggs. Why don't we have B eggs, for example, as opposed to A, triple A?
The A is classifying the quality of the egg.
Okay.
That means the time between, basically, the time before it, the quality of the egg, the time before it was produced by the hen and received at the store. It's really about the quality. The other is just the classification of size. Jumbo is going to be a certain amount of ounces versus a small egg, and you'll know, and bigger than a large egg, the jumbos.
Do they even have small eggs? I don't remember seeing small eggs. Don't they use that for industrial purposes?
Probably. That's probably not something that you're going to see in the store. Even all the different ranges are going to be, maybe they're used for animal feed or something like that in, you know, cat food, dog food, whatever. At certain points, but that goes for any quality check. I mean, there are cuts of meat and qualities of meat. You almost never are going to see prime in a grocery store. That's going to go to,
you know,
chefs. And
I just saw prime at Costco.
Costco will have it every now and again.
Section, and it's only 2.5 times as much as the choice. I mean, I looked at an entire rib roast. And it's $110. I go, excuse me? And we're talking about, you know, 5 pounds, pounds.
How many bones was that? So this was a 4-bone, 5-bone?
I don't know. So, but it was ridiculous.
Here's the deal, though. That's not bad.
That's insane.
No, that's really not bad for a rib roast. But so getting certain qualities are always going to be harder at a grocery store. That's what those things mean. Another interesting thing is the date on the carton, that people assume is the expiration date, isn't necessarily. I do this all the time. If an egg floats in a tall glass of water, then it's bad. The gases are building up because it's decaying. But if it sinks, eat it. And I've even had a carton, and sometimes it's a month, 6 weeks later than that date. And I've had a carton that had 4 left. 2 of them would float, and 2 wouldn't. I ate the ones that didn't float, and I was fine.
Interesting story about using Reddit as a secondary market. And I did a story. We did a story in the news about Adele canceling her concert Las Vegas, and tickets on the secondary market were as high as $30,000. They go, what the hell is that about? So the secondary market is here.
So how do you get your money back then, Bill?
Sorry?
Didn't you get tickets?
I did not.
Oh,
Yeah, there's just no way. No.
Okay.
However.
Goodbye.
Yeah. However, a story about folks using Reddit to sell their non-refundable reservations at Michelin star restaurants. And people may not realize this, but I took Pamela, who's a foodie, a couple of years ago, up to Yountville, which is in the Sacramento area where the French Laundry is. It's one of the few three Michelin star restaurants in the country. $350.
Oh, yeah.
Fixed menu. You pay for it in advance. You put it on a credit card a couple of months in advance. And if you don't show up, too bad. We're keeping the money.
Yeah.
So there's a market for this stuff.
So this is taking place primarily in New York right now, but I don't see why it wouldn't move here. These particular high-end fine dining restaurant spots usually use something called Tock, and that's where they take their reservations through. Now, Tock believes since you're paying for it, it's like a ticket, you own it and you can transfer it. So you're able to transfer in this app on Talk to be able to move it to someone else. Because of COVID, people getting sick, whatever it might be, or they are unable to come up with a, you know, a negative test or whatever it is to get into these places, sometimes things happen and they can't go. And some of these are very expensive to be able to make this reservation. So what Reddit did is they came up with rules that you could sell it, but you can't scalp it. So you can't sell it for one penny over what you paid for it.
Well, how do they know? I mean, if you, off the internet, well, of course, you can sell it to whoever.
And you'll be booted if you do it. But, you know, maybe somebody puts their – and they'll flag your email address and all of these things. That's what they say. But these refund requests originally started popping up. And the whole point of this talk – is, you know, to make you, if you're going to want to go get a seat at these hard to get into restaurants, that you pay for it and you're accountable for it. Things happen though. And they said it's doubled the amount of requests to either get their money back or to find a way to sell.
Yeah, well, because obviously COVID has hit everybody very hard.
Sure.
And I've always wondered, especially, and again, my only experience with this is the French Laundry, which is one of the big restaurants. By the way, I have been, it's a waste of time. I just want to let you know that.
It's you're looking for, you know, Thomas Keller, Chef Keller is an amazing chef. He's one of the ones who put sous vide, you know, on the map for people's experience. And, you know, you're paying for that entire experience.
I mean, it's real she food. I mean, there's some amazing food, but, you know.
You're looking for a journey. You're looking for somebody to take you down a path you didn't expect to go. They're not doing mac and cheese.
I know, but it's $350. How much cocaine you could buy for $350 and really have a rip-roaring good time?
All
right,
I don't.
Let's, pardon?
I don't.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Never that purchased
was,
cocaine.
Yeah, I know. That was...
did it a couple of times, but didn't purchase
okay,
it.
Just, you know, by the way, it's not that I did. I just know a guy who knows a guy. And so I'd mention that. Okay, I think we've done enough. By the way, have you ever found a... And you've eaten at very high-end restaurants. I kind of don't like them. I just think they're just not worth the money.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I'd say, you know, Melisse and things like that here in Los Angeles are absolutely worth the money and worth the time. And you're talking about a masterful experience of someone, you know, I like going to the ballet way back when, or going to the opera as well is a pretty phenomenal experience here in L.A., but it's because you want a different experience of some kind. Otherwise, you go see a movie or you watch something stream or whatever. But when you're looking for an elevated experience, if it is a truly chef experience and not just let's squeeze the most amount of money out of them for the smallest amount of food on a plate, but having a perfect bite is pretty amazing. When somebody is choreographed, a chef is choreographed, like crunch and texture and flavors, it's pretty amazing. And it's not something you're going to, you know, throw back a whole bunch of. You just want that perfect bite.
And yeah, I think that's worth paying for. And I'm a much bigger fan of the former, where you're paying...
Quality or quantity over quality?
Oh, 100%.
No, and I like that too. I get it.
I know.
There's times for both, but they're two different experiences. When you go to the Hollywood Bowl, it's a different experience than going to a club and seeing somebody play. There's just all these different experiences. It depends what you look for. If you're just going to say, I went there, no, you're not going to have the same experience. I bet your daughter had a different experience.
No, actually, I think she did. Yeah, because she,
she's going to, you know.
But then a lot of it had to do with she didn't pay for it. Which helps enormously when you're going to that kind of a restaurant. You're just nodding, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm just saying that it's different. It's
going
to be different for people that want that experience.
All right.
That are going to pay for something.
That's fair. You and I are having, I'm going in one direction and you're going in the other direction. I'm just saying,
you want all you can eat garlic bread.
Yeah,
I get
pretty
it.
Much. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I like the Olive Garden, because you get all the breadsticks you want. and Hometown Buffet is very strong in my life, and they just opened up a Norm's down the street from my house.
Norm's is doing great. They're one of the few few places that are growing during the pandemic. Yeah, God bless them.
I like them. We are
great
done.
Great value and tasty food.
Yeah. Tomorrow it's 2 to 5 p.m. The Fork Report with Neil. His social is @ForkReporter.